Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fellowship Community Bible Reading Podcast. Mm-hmm. Aaron King here.
Trenton Hoggard here.
All right, and today we're gonna take one of the themes that we talked about last week that's pretty prevalent in the book of Mark, spiritual practices, and we're just gonna kind of dive deeper, make it really applicable to everybody, like what that means. Where do we get started? I mean, we talked about last episode, the time we spend mm-hmm. being intentionally formed in a formal church gathering, pretty small percentage compared to the rest of our week. Mm-hmm. And so if we are not with Jesus, being formed by Jesus at those times, I mean, that's really going to affect how we live our lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to, to have those practices in place. I'm gonna butcher the analogy here, but I think it's an emotionally healthy spirituality that Pete Scazzaro talks about, like where there's blizzards, places where there's blizzards, and like farmers who have to, go out to wherever their animals are, check on their animals. When blizzards come, they put out ropes that they can hold on to and walk from, the barn back to their house. They have to hold on to that rope and walk out. Otherwise, they'll get lost from the, whatever, 50 yards, 100 yards. And so we all need those things to hold on to, like as we're going throughout our days, we all need those things to hold on to. And so that's what spiritual practices are. We talked about them in the last episode, but Trent, you want to just redefine them?
Yeah. I mean, kind of the language that we used a little bit. The goal of discipleship is being with Jesus, becoming like Jesus, and doing the things that Jesus did. And so, and I love, Aaron kind of gave us the permission to use that language of practices, which sort of means that it can be a little bit messy and we don't have to be perfect with those things. And so in some of that, it means just trying to pause your normal cruise control of what it looks like to go through your life to do those things, to be with Jesus, to spend time doing some of the things that he's done or becoming more like him. And more specifically, the practices that are on my heart more for our church are those that are just spending time with him and with the Father and recognizing, the presence of the Holy Spirit in us right now as you're listening to this podcast through this mic. And God is with you if you are in Christ. And right now, as you're commuting from wherever to wherever, or you're on your run listening to this in your headphones.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Ad from our sponsors. You probably haven't had the thought yet that God is with me right now. I'm going to assume if you're anything like me,
I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah.
And so, we're recording.
But he's present, he's with us, and we have to practice going back to Eden. The way this whole thing was designed to be, where we were going to be, spending our days with him, walking with him, learning from him, where he's teaching us how to be fully human. And so what does it look like to do that today? I guess is part of the question. And so we have to be real intentional about setting, I would say, a place and a time to make those things happen. And so that's part of what we're getting at.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It can feel everybody is busy. Mm-hmm. You're not going to talk to somebody who says they're not busy. And some seasons of life more particularly busy than others. So one thing I hear a lot is like, I just don't know, like I don't know where I would have time, to fit that in. So what do you think we do when everything around us is telling us we don't have time? Everything within us is telling us we don't have time. Like, how do we find the time? Yeah. What does that time look like, you know, whatever.
It's an excellent question. I love how you worded that. I want to quickly point out, you know, we've referenced in some of these episodes that this is a fast-paced book. Mm-hmm. Mark says, immediately Jesus did this, and immediately this happened, and immediately that happened. And yet, over and over and over again, Jesus Christ, the man, mm-hmm. had 3 years worth of ministry on planet Earth.
Uh-huh, right.
30 years of it. You know, I don't know. I don't know the full story.
Obscurity,
But essentially wasn't doing anything. In 3 years, he changed the course of human history.
Mm-hmm.
Set up the kingdom of God to last for eternity. 3 years, he did that.
Yeah.
And yet, often you read in those 3 years, in the midst of crowds being around, the societal, cultural, spiritual, you know, pressure to go and perform or to be with people or to knock off things from his very worthy to-do list, mm-hmm. all of a sudden they're looking around and it's like, where's Jesus? I don't know, he like ran off to the wilderness and is spending time with God.
Going off by himself to pray, yeah.
So, sure, it's easy for us to look at that and say, yeah, but that was Jesus. But he's fully man. I mean, like, this is him saying, like, in the midst of the busiest I've ever been through all eternity, what's more precious to me is spending time with my Father.
Yeah.
And so, for us that feel that weight, I hear you, I feel it, and I totally agree. But it is not as precious as your time with the Father.
Yeah.
And so part of it is we have to be convinced of that and know that that's true. So from a mindset standpoint, part of it's just a conversion of our hearts to actually believe that it's worth it. But then from a real practical standpoint, which I think is what you were actually asking me.
I was asking both. I mean, and I agree. I mean, I think the conversion of the heart, and I mean, sometimes you just have to say, like, it just takes time.
Yeah.
Like you just have to put time
towards
the things that are your priorities. Sure. And so, you know, reordering your heart is first. And then you may have to, like, we have to mm-hmm. make choices mm-hmm. with our time.
Mm-hmm.
And things are busy and mm-hmm. you know, well, I think we'll probably talk more about that in a second about, you know, how to, when things are busy, but you also just have to do it. Like, you know what I mean? You just have to, you have to make the time, and we do make the time for the things that are important.
Yeah. I'm you're exactly right. And so it will probably cost something, you know, or probably mean that you're not doing something else. And so, unless you've figured out, you know, omnipresence or whatnot. So, but all that to say, when it comes to how do we, I would just say, give yourself a ton of grace and mm-hmm. start with a little.
Yeah, that's so good.
Start with a little. And I have found that when I give Jesus a place, it tends to become more precious, and I tend to want more of it. And so, you know, I don't know what that looks like for you. What I do feel like is important, whatever that period of time is, eliminating the feeling of hurry during it, I think is important.
Oh, that's good.
And so, you're never going to hear me say, you got to spend an hour and a half and da da da, or you got to spend 45 minutes. I'm not going to say that. But I am going to say that if you're feeling, if it's too short of a time for the feeling of hurry or the weight of whatever is coming up next, if it's not long enough for that to go away, I think you might miss it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you agree
with that?
No, that's
good. Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I mean, and truthfully, I love what you said about just giving Jesus, you know, starting small, giving Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, the story of the widow's two coins.
Great.
That she puts in.
Yeah.
And he says she's given more. There are some people who are, you know, finding, you know, 15 minutes right here, 10 minutes, whatever. And Jesus is saying that that's more than, you know, what you were able to give when you were in college and thought you were busy and you weren't. But yeah, and so I agree about the unhurriedness, and I think that doesn't have to be an amount of time.
Agreed.
Necessarily, and I think we can it is more about a heart, mm-hmm. you know, condition of mm-hmm. yeah. That's so good. I had another point that just left my mind.
That's okay.
I remember I was going to say, just like also putting things in your day, making things part of your day.
Yep.
It is important to set aside some intentional time that I think putting that in a part of your day, like you talked about a time and a place, is important. And then also just carrying that with you.
Yes.
The amount of times, you know, that we're, listening to worship songs with our kids, reading our kids' Jesus Storybook Bible. I mean, that's precious time right there. And it's time that if you let it be time that you're spending with Jesus, it is time that you're spending with Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's important for those moments too, to let Jesus become a part of your whole life, and cultivate that attitude.
Yeah.
So when we look at spiritual practices in the book of Mark, we see a lot. We see Jesus, you know, spending. We see prayer. We also see these extended times of prayer that mm-hmm. a lot of people would call, you know, solitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We see fasting. We see Sabbath. Mm-hmm. We see all these different kinds of things. So when we're talking about spiritual practices, it can feel really overwhelming to say there's all of this stuff that I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
I'm not doing half of it.
Yep.
Like, where do I start? So if somebody's feeling overwhelmed, someone's saying, I want to keep growing. I want to keep maturing. I maybe want to incorporate more of these things in my life, but I don't know where to start. What would you say?
I think it's great. Yeah. I'd say first, I don't think God has like a checklist that he's watching and is like, okay, you did your fasting that day and mm-hmm. you did your time of solitude this day, whatever. At the time of this recording, we just talked through the parable of the two sons, you know, and God himself is relating, you know, he is a father with arms open wide.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on, you mm-hmm. know? And so that's the heart that he's coming to, he's greeting us with is just, come on. Son, daughter, I want to be with you. And so those practices, those disciplines, those things that you might feel the weight of, like, oh, there's all these different options. Yeah, there's so many different options to go spend time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean that I do all those all the time? Absolutely not. And but I would say in season, some will carry more weight than others, mm-hmm. you know? And
yeah,
so
that's true.
If you're listening to this podcast, more likely than not, you're spending time in scripture. And so, you're somewhere in Mark right now, I'm assuming. And so part of that is, how is that time being spent with God? And mm-hmm. so obviously you're opening his word, you're hearing from him. But what is, you know, what time of day are you doing that? Do you have something rooted in your schedule that is set aside for that? And then I'd say, how are you doing that? Is it something that you're doing because I got to get through this plan so I don't lose track? And sometimes maybe that is it. That's that rope in the snowstorm mm-hmm. thing. It's like, look, I know I got to go through this. But are those times when you're able to read through and just sit and linger for a minute and let the word speak to you and then hear from God and what he's telling you? And so so finding a time and a place, I mean, there's a chair that I have in my house for this time. The time is before my kids are awake. And that's intentional. And it's because otherwise I'm going to be distracted. Mm-hmm. And so that time is precious to me, not because keeping all these check boxes marked off is precious to me, but I just know if I'm going to make it from, you know, day after day trying to be a human like God has created me to be, or be identified as a son of God more than just a machine in the United States economic, you know, machine, or system, then I have to spend that time with him. It is precious.
Yeah. And we've referenced several times that that's how we were created to be.
Yes.
All of this other stuff is the distraction. That's right. And we were created to be spending time with Jesus.
Yeah. And then Aaron mentioned, carrying that with us throughout the day. For me right now, another podcast some other time, but for me right now, more often than not, I literally in my paper calendar that I, or paper daily planner that I have, I have just moments written the word pray. That's not a 30-minute prayer time. Most of the time, it looks like me pulling up to my next appointment, putting my car in park, and just, you are with me, God.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's so, like, how we all need that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think there's this unrealistic expectation sometimes that we might put on ourselves that I just need God reminding me, even if it's the length of a breath, that I'm more than just my to-do list, or I'm more than just my productivity. I'm more than just a dad. I'm more than just a husband.
More than just a podcaster.
Well, I mean, sorry, but I think this might be one of my better strengths. But yeah, that's right. I am more than just a podcaster. And so anyway, it is precious moments when God breaks in into the planet. I mean, from heaven, like inside of me. He's speaking to his kids, you know. He's saying, I'm with you. I've got you." And that's available to us, all of us. Like, pause this podcast and soak that in if you need to. Like, it's available right now. And so, anyway.
Yeah. No, that's so good. I was thinking too. There's so many great resources out there. Mm. We're going to, put all those resources out there. Also, I think we underutilize our community, the people around us that we can actually practice life with. Mm. And I read books, and, you know, because a book isn't going to tell me, no, you really, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can be a little more impersonal that way. But, if you see somebody, if you heard Trenton talking just then about the, you know, scheduling in the prayer, you're like, that's a good idea. How else do you incorporate this? You know, if you know somebody that is, you know, practicing the Sabbath, and you're like, that's something I need in my life. Like, ask them, how do you do that? How do you do that in your family? That's what does that look like? If you just know somebody, you're like, hey, you're super joyful. You're super thankful. Mm-hmm. You have this thing in your life. Like, what is it that you're doing? Mm-hmm. You know, like, talk to people in your GCs, talk to people in, you know, in your community. Ask them, how do they do it? You know, we can learn a lot from each other that way. And so that would be that is one thing I don't do well and would like to be better at. That's great. I think just in all areas of life, we underutilize that community resource that's right there. And then practice those things with people, you know?
Yeah.
All right. That is, that's spiritual practices. Anything else to say as we wrap up?
The last thing I will just say, and Aaron has it written in all of our resources for this, but give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Like, practice is just, it stacks up over time. And so you miss tomorrow, guess what? There's a day after that.
Yep.
You miss 3 days in a row, there'll be another day. Like, you miss a whole month, guess what? It's fine. And so keeping track of the things that I don't think God our Father is keeping track of.
That's great. So. That's great. Yeah, so just a little plug, just a little reminder. Every day is a new day.
That's it.
You miss a day. We're going to be done with the book of Mark soon. And after, if you're like, I haven't kept track with Mark. That's right. We're going to be starting a new book. But that's even right. if you haven't read a single chapter of the book of Mark, you know, start on Mark 16, when right. you know, that's resurrection right. account. Like, you know, yeah, that's a good plug. All right. Well, we will see y'all soon. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye.
Signing out.